James Urban, wide receiver coach of the Bengals. You've just had a busy spring, a lot of new faces. What are some of your first couple of impressions as we head into the off season?
Well, the first impression is they're new. They're new, you know, so everything's new. From how we line up in the huddle to, you know, how we call a play to how we run a route. So there's a lot of teaching going on and a lot of learning. So I'm very encouraged about the progress we made. We still have a lot of work to do, but we're heading in the right direction.
You know, I think that, you know, you've been through this before. This isn't your first rodeo. You go back to 2012, and Marvin Jones and Muhammad Sanu were rookies.
Sure.
Andrew Hawkins might have been your only veteran, and he and A.J. Green. You almost have more experience this trip around with the help of LaFell.
Yeah, adding Brandon LaFell was a great addition. Our personnel department, our owners, that was a wise decision. He's a veteran player, I think, who shows the guys how to be a pro, and that's the most important thing, learning how to do things the right way right now. One of the things that we're, with the new guys, and we don't use rookie as an excuse. There's an understanding, hey, we got to learn and we got to teach them. But when it comes time to playing football, you can't use any excuses. So we have that mindset, and we'll see how we go once training camp starts.
I thought the two drafted kids kind of looked, you know, they looked pretty good. I think Boyd, the second rounder, and plus Cody Core is a guy we've been talking about. He's you know, he might not be a great route runner. He might not have a lot of experience as a wide receiver, but like you said, he's big and he's fast.
Yeah, that's a good start. It's a good start. Well, look, both those guys are more or less what we expected when we draft them, and I'm pleased about that. There's no disappointment there, nothing but encouragement. A lot of work to do. And then, you know, the next thing is it's all in phases. Now the next phase is putting the pads on and facing bump and run.
That's what you said. I mean, yeah, people forget in this minicamp in the spring, no bump and run.
It's NFL rules, and we're strict about that, so they haven't seen that. They haven't seen, ooh, there's a big athletic corner standing right over me. Now how do I run my route?
And we all know you began this thing, you blow your Achilles, one of the great comebacks of all time, right after, I think it was 3 days after your surgery, you're on the field. We all want to know, are you going to have the boot come the first day of training camp?
No boot for training camp. I'm in the great hands of Dr. Jim Amos, who did a great job, and Nick Cosgray is the best there is. So I'm progressing along.
Sounds great, Herbs. Thanks for spending some time with us. Have a great rest of the summer.
Yeah, do the same. Thanks, Javi.